From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak. In a moment, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns as he continues a message entitled, The King of Heaven. In giving the pattern for the prayer known as the Lord's Prayer, Christ instructed His disciples to pray, Our Father which art in heaven. As we've already seen, this expression shows us that God is the Almighty, ever-living Lord of all. Consequently, there are a number of lessons to be learned as we approach Him in prayer. First, we must remember that the God to whom we pray is absolutely sovereign over His creation. Then, our address must be guided by the knowledge that above all of God's attributes is His holiness. Our approach must be humble and reverent. Before Dr. Cairns comes to the message for today, he spends a few minutes encouraging those upon whom the marks of the passing years is becoming more and more evident, the matter of old age.
People joke about growing old. I think we all like to both look for and receive funny birthday cards, especially as a few years begin to accumulate. But despite all the laughter, deep down, people really don't like growing old, and they don't think it's funny. Old age reminds us all that we have only a little time here. You talk to a man, as I have done, who's 100 years old, and he speaks of things almost a century ago as if they were yesterday. His life has sped past. It all seems so little. And indeed, it is so little. From the vantage point of a child, 10 years seems an eternity. But from the vantage point of eternity, 70 years, or even a century here, and few of us will ever live that long, seems like nothing. And indeed, it is nothing. So old age reminds us that we all have a very little and a very limited time here. And then there is eternity. I remember visiting a 16-year-old boy in the hospital. He was unsaved, and he had no desire to listen to the gospel. I gave him a gospel of John and presented him with the truth of Christ and pleaded with him to be saved. He was very smiling and happy and very, very courteous to me. He had been in the children's meetings that I had helped to run in one of our churches outside Belfast in Northern Ireland. He listened, but he wasn't really interested. What he told me was this. I'll soon be out of hospital. He was about to have a procedure that was actually very common. But he said, I'll soon be out of hospital, and then I'll be able to do all the things that up until now I have not been able to do. And he told me all these things that he wanted to do. But being saved was not one of them. I visited him again, and he had even less interest. I left the hospital, and within a matter of days, that young man was in eternity. I remember a question that a colleague of mine in the ministry put. Actually, he was the minister of the church that this young man attended. And this was the question. He said, just think, 16 years in time, and then all of God's eternity. And I say he put it as a question, because the idea was, where? 16 years, and then where? For all of God's eternity. Now, I don't know whether you're old or whether you're young, but so often old people and young people neglect to look after the matters of eternity. The Lord promises us eternal life to all who come to Him. And when we come to him, he promises us, even to your old age, even to hoar hairs, I am he. I will never forsake you, no matter who else may neglect or forsake you in your old age. I'll sustain you, I'll support you. But the greatest joy in your old age will be knowing not just the presence of the Lord here, though that is an immeasurable benefit, but knowing that soon I am going to be with Christ. Some of the saddest experiences in my life as a gospel preacher have been dealing with old people going out into eternity, and they had no thought of God, and they had no knowledge of Christ, and they had no hope for eternity, and they really didn't care. I think of an old man I visited when I was visiting my dad in his last illness, and I talked to this old soldier, and yet he went out into eternity without being willing even to consider where he was going to be. Some apostate minister had told him, you're a good man and you'll be all right. He didn't need Christ. Men and women, I am saying to you today, old or young, it's time to be saved. Because after this life, no matter how long you live, it's just going to be such a short and limited and little affair. You have an endless eternity. The question is, eternity. Where?
I have been through the valley of weeping, through the valley of sorrow and pain, but the God of all comfort was with me, by his hand to uphold and sustain.
Send in disguise.
So the Father.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We'd like to encourage you to take advantage of some of the free literature we offer on the program. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly Magazine is now available. The theme of the current issue is the subject of temptation. In 5 articles, various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church discuss such issues as how to recognize the temptation to sin, the temptation of Christ, and overcoming temptation. Among other articles of interest in this issue, you'll find a focus on the land of Macedonia, as well as the inspiring testimony of a young man born with cerebral palsy who is a glowing witness for Christ. A copy is available simply for the asking, and we promise that there will be no follow-up letters soliciting funds. For your free copy, just write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you soon.
When you pray, remember you're coming to the Holy God. I say that because in heaven reminds me of Isaiah 57 and 15. Thus saith the High and Lofty One, which inhabiteth eternity, whose name is Holy. I dwell in the high and holy place. There's our Father in heaven. But listen to this. I dwell in the high and holy place, and with Him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and revive the heart of the contrite ones. God says, I dwell in heaven, but I also dwell on earth in the hearts of those who are smitten with the sense of their sin, who in the light of my holiness are contrite and humble. I dwell with them. You see, it is of the utmost importance when we come to meet with our God and we say, Our Father which art in heaven, we recognize we're coming to the Holy God. One of the great crimes of Israel was they, to use the words of the prophet, they made God serve with their sins. In other words, they came to God, they went through all the trappings of their worship, and they came with all their sins, and their attitude was, well, God will just have to take us as He finds us, and He'll just have to put up with our sins. Well, God does not put up with people's sins. He says, you remember, my name is holy, and I dwell in the high and the lofty place. I inhabit eternity. That I only dwell in the hearts of those who, recognizing my holiness, humbly, contritely, and in the fear of God, turn from their sins. We need to learn humility. We need to learn the fear of God. You remember what Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes 5 and verse 2? Be not rash with thy mouth. Let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. Why? Listen, for God is in heaven and thou upon the earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. One of the greatest prayer warriors who ever lived was Abraham. God spoke with Abraham, and Abraham with God. They interceded with God for the cities of the plain. You remember how he pleaded that God would spare them, so much so he came right down. If there are only 10 righteous people in those cities of the plain, will you spare the whole lot? And God answered, I'll do it. But as Abraham prayed, listen to how he prayed. This is the friend of God. This is the man with such intimacy with God. But he said, behold, now I have taken to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. As the Church of Jesus Christ has lost the vision of the holiness of God, it has lost power in prayer. There was a time when this nation felt the power of churches meeting to pray. There was a time when in my country, in the United Kingdom, the nation was moved when men of God got together to pray. But that is hardly true anymore. Has God changed? No, He hasn't. But I'll tell you what has changed. And it's this. There has been an almost total loss of the sense of the holiness of God. Churches make God serve with their sins. What is comfortable to us? Well, God will just surely He's our Father. He'll put up with it. He'll accept it. But no, He doesn't. He forgives our sins. Thank God He does. He's the God of all mercy and grace. He forgives sin. The forgiveness of sin always follows a confession of a contrite heart. And that in turn always follows a perception of the holiness of God. Would you know the closeness and the fellowship of God not only dwelling in heaven, but dwelling with you? Do you want to know that reality of the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, dwelling in close intimacy and fellowship with you from day to day? Do you want to know that? Then when you pray, Our Father which art in heaven, remember the holiness of God. Let that sense, that realization of the holiness of God so penetrate and permeate your being that it will change your entire outlook, as undoubtedly it will, and give you a desire well expressed by the saintly Robert Murray McShane. O God, make me as holy as it is possible for a saved sinner to be. When you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven. And when you say those words, lay hold on the sovereignty of God and prostrate yourself before the holiness of God. The Lord's will, we return to the text and see the other lessons in prayer the Savior has for us from this theme of the transcendent greatness of God. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. In just a moment, the meeting will be over. When God speaks of Himself, what He has to say is never trite, is never light, something that demands your close and full attention and the submission of your heart. I wonder today, do you know the King of Heaven as your Father? Have you ever come to know Him in that personal way, receiving His Son as your Savior? If not, I call on you to come to Christ today and enter in through Him. Will you come? I'm here as your servant for His sake. I'd be happy to spend time with you as the others leave and open the Scriptures and point you to Christ. So come. And if you have come to Christ, I trust that God has spoken to you to show you some of the riches that He has for you in the place of prayer. May God indeed teach us what it is to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven. Father in heaven, bless Thy word to all our hearts. O God, we pray that Thou wilt make Thyself known to every soul. There are souls that need to be saved. Lord, we pray that Thou wilt save them. Let them not stay with an empty knowledge of the mere words of the gospel. We pray that Thou wilt lead them, humbled, to confess their sin and to cry to God for mercy and for salvation through the blood of Christ's sacrifice. O God, have mercy on souls today to the saving of their souls. We pray that Thou wilt indeed teach Thy people also how to pray. We thank Thee for these well-known words. Lord, we pray, lead us. Lead us, we pray, into the depths of their meaning. Lead us to the comfort of approaching the throne of the eternal God, knowing He is our Father. It's our Father who sits on the throne of glory. It's our Father who is utterly sovereign, not some foreign potentate. Thank God it's our Father who is eternally holy. We bless Thee that Thou art willing to dwell with those of a contrite and humble spirit. Lord, dwell with us, we pray. Give fruit now for the preaching of thy word. And Lord, transform the place of prayer for us, even as we look into the teaching of Christ on the subject. Transform the place of prayer for us, that we may personally become the people who enjoy that close, glorious proximity and fellowship with God. Hear us now. Part us with thy blessing. Let the beauty of the Lord be upon us. Grant that thy grace, thy mercy, and thy peace will be our abiding portion, both this Lord's day and evermore. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.